This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Neil Young's new album, Living with War, generated a lot of attention before it was even recorded, when it was announced that he was including a song called Let's Impeach the President. Young recorded the album in a little over a week in early April. He was so anxious to get its music heard that he posted the entire album on his website last Friday, free to anyone. Yesterday, the album went on sale in CD form. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review of Living with War.
Won't need no shadow man running the government. Won't need no stinking war. Won't need no haircut. Won't need no shoe shine.
As that opening song called After the Garden suggests, this is primarily a Neil Young electric rock and roll album as opposed to an acoustic Neil Young folky album. The choice of style is significant. Young has long opted for loud power chords and brute simple lyrics when he wants to get a message out. That message could be, as it was in 1970s Ohio, that four students were shot dead at Kent State University. Or in 2001's Roll On, that some determined passengers had brought down a hijacked plane in Pennsylvania. This time, the message is both direct and more widely dispersed. Don't need no more lies, he yells over and over on a song called Restless Consumer. He does an end run around potential criticism of his politics by praising the family unit in all its forms on a song called simply Families. He claims the symbolism of the flag for himself and for people of any political persuasion on another tune, Flags of Freedom. And Let's Impeach the President is pretty self-explanatory. Young has always been a partisan contrarian. Remember, he endorsed Ronald Reagan for president in 1984. A song here called Looking for a Leader suggests a little desperately, quote, America has a leader, but he's not in the house. He's walking here among us, and we've got to seek him out. That walking among us phraseology has a New Testament ring to it, as does his punning use of the word house. White House? Houses of Congress? The House of God? This is in keeping with the rest of the album. Using a 100-voice choir to sing an utterly unironic America the Beautiful. Quoting the Star-Spangled Banner with gorgeous subtlety in the title song. And insisting on taking back flag, family, and religion from the right and spreading it around among everyone, including Democrats and libertarians, which I think is probably where Young's tortured politics really align most closely. He wants to be left alone. There are numerous strenuous objections to the Homeland Security Act salted into a number of songs. And on Looking for a Leader, he suggests that people consider all sorts of possibilities, from Colin Powell to Illinois Senator Barack Obama, as alternative candidates. It's pop music as political product placement. I'll bet John McCain's people are gnashing their teeth and rending their garments that Young couldn't find a way to wedge their man into the song.
Looking for a leader.
Young's rallying cry here is, clean out the corruption and make the country strong. With the phrase, maybe it's a woman or a black man after all, he implies that he doesn't know who he wants, he just wants change. The canny thing he's done here is to call for that change within melodies and songwriting styles that will appeal immensely to his most loyal audience segment. Those old and young at his concerts who sing along with the chorus, hey, hey, my, my, rock and roll will never die. He's using the internet and new marketing strategies to release music that wouldn't be out of place on 70s albums such as Tonight's the Night and On the Beach. Except that in 2006, for Neil Young, Tonight's the Night of a National Nightmare, and We're on the Beach looking for aircraft carriers to land with fresh body bags.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Living with War by Neil Young.